Devotionals just in time. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. It is not how you start but how you end. Luke chapter 9 verse 23. Look at what it says. Then he said to the crowd, "If any of you want to be my follower, you have to live your own way of life. Take up his cross every day and follow me." Many wanted to follow Jesus. I think most of them liked not only how Jesus spoke, but that he performed miracles. And who does not like to follow someone who performs miracles for you? Imagine being hungry and giving you food in the blink of an eye. That miracles happen may surprise us. We like it a lot, but Jesus went a little farther by talking to people and telling them that it is very good for miracles to happen, but miracles do not transform lives. The word that came out of his mouth whenever receiving the heart was what would transform life. However, I say again, we like miracles but no responsibilities with someone. We like a God who listens to us, a God who answers our prayers but doesn't interfere in our life. Unfortunately, we think that the way, and therefore we settle. We settle for the little things when there is much more from God for each one of us. So Jesus speaks loudly to those who are listening to him and tells them, if any of you want to be my follower or want to be my disciple, something has to happen in your life. First, they have to make the decision to let go of their own way of life. In another version of the Bible, it says, deny each one to himself. Two, you take up your cross every day. And third, follow me. That is, obey. Let me guide your steps. Let me tell you three important things to be clear about. Following God, my beloved friend, does not consist of going to church every Sunday. It is part of the process, but not the whole process. Nor is it the thing that the one who sings and prays ties the score. It doesn't happen that way. There are three important points that Jesus makes clear to us. First, we need to deny ourselves. This means to let go our old life and let God show you his purpose and the new life he has for you. Second, take up the cross every day, and third, follow Jesus. Obey him. Many times, my beloved friends, we focus on looking at how to start everything. Some say what starts badly ends badly, what starts well ends well. And it is not bad to look well how we started, but sometimes the race of life is more than knowing how to start, but to know how we finish. If we reach the end, sometimes, listen to me well, the most important thing is not to start the race, but to make a firm commitment to reach the finish line. This reminds me that there is a story of the great painter, sculptor, inventor Leonardo da Vinci. Do you know him, or have you heard of him? Let me tell you, and this story is about the painting The Last Supper, one of his most copied and sold work out through history. And that it took Da Vinci 20 years to make, since he was very demanding when looking for people who should serve as a model for the painting. In fact, he had problems studying the painting because he could not find a model that could represent Jesus. This model had to reflect on his face purity, nobility, and the most beautiful feelings. He must also have an extraordinary manly beauty. At last, he found a young man with those characteristics and was the first figure in the picture he painted. Then, the story tells us, he located 12 apostles who he painted together, leaving Judas for last because he did not find the appropriate model. He had to be a person of mature age and show on his face the traces of betrayal and greed. So the painting remained unfinished for some time until they told him about a terrible criminal they had arrested. He went to see him, and it was exactly the Judas he wanted to finish his work. So he asked the mayor to allow the inmate to pose for him. The mayor, knowing the fame of a teacher, gladly accepted and ordered the inmate to be taken to the painter's studio. Chained and guarded by two guards, he arrived at Da Vinci's studio. During all the time, the prisoner did not show any sign of emotion for having been chosen as a model. Showing himself extremely quiet and distant, at the end, Da Vinci, satisfied with the result, called the inmate and showed him the work. When the prisoner saw it, greatly impressed, he fell to his knees crying. Da Vinci was surprised and asked him the reason of his attitude. Instantly, the prisoner replied, "Master Da Vinci, don't you remember me? This great painter is thinking, trying to find in his memory who that young man was. However, after observing him carefully, he answered, 'No, I have never seen you before.'" Crying and asking God for forgiveness, that prisoner told him, "Master, I am that young man that 19 years ago you chose to represent Jesus in that same painting." Tremendous story, right? What did this make you think? What could you tell me? The same young man at some point represented Jesus in that painting, but after 19 years, it was the same one that represented Judas. I believe that this is not very far from reality, not very far from this expression of Jesus when expressing this word in Luke chapter 9, verse 23. "It's not as much as it begins, but how you end. It is good to focus on how to start, but staying is what costs. Being a disciple of Christ is going to cost you. And I talk about how it will cost us, because there are things we don't want to die to. There are things that we don't want to let go of. We become so used to this world that we think we are in the good, and that following Christ will not bring anything better than what we know, when it really is not like that. You cannot say, 'I do not want this,' if you have never tried it. It's like offering me a mango juice and saying, 'I don't like it.' The first thing they are going to ask me is, 'Have you ever tested this way as I have prepared it?' And perhaps I could say no. The question is, how can I say I don't like it if I haven't even tried it? You know that this is how it happens with God. We think that this world is the best of the best, but it is not like that. Until a self-evaluation, when you are alone at home, there are no friends, there are no gifts, there is no fun in quotes. The problems return, and to whom do you turn? Who are you hiding in? Who do you depend on? On drugs, alcohol, people? And when you are alone, your world collapses. Sometimes starting is easy. Staying is the complicated thing. So it is important, my beloved friend, you who have already begun to follow Jesus, there is a reward. Of course, there is an eternal life. God promised to be with you all the time. He did not promise to make the easy way, but the needed way for his purpose in your life. Because I believe that the different difficulties of life make us mature, shape us, forge us, but in the right way, with God ruling our life. Because a heart without God, which will not be shaped by God, but is going to be shaped by the world, will have many problems and many dangers. But when we are in God, we know that each circumstance that is presented to us has a purpose, an intention of God. They make us grow. They make us mature. They strengthen our faith and fidelity to God, and they make us keep going. Perhaps you have not even started. You are turning the matter around, and you have not made the decision to follow Christ. Tomorrow, I don't know if we will be able to open our eyes, but what I do know is that today that we have those eyes open, there is a new opportunity, because while there is life, there is hope. Don't waste it, my beloved friend. That we don't see our life reflected in this guy's life from the story, and that after many years we remember that in the Father's house there is an abundance of bread, and that we got lost. Perhaps today you can tell me, "I could be that boy. I have deviated, Pastor, and I think that there is no solution for me." Do you know? Sometimes those thoughts bind us and don't let us be free, because there is certainly a reality, my beloved friend. Yes, you failed. You sinned. We cannot change that. Of course not. It's not about denying reality. It is not about denying guilt. On the contrary, it is about owning our failure and run to God. That's where He extends His arms to forgive us and give us a new life. To have your mind full of those thoughts, God is not going to forgive me. Who knows if God is really going to love me because I have failed so many times? Who knows if God would hear my prayer? Today, I want to tell you yes, because from the most vile and despised in this world, God chose to shame what is considered wise. God doesn't look for perfect ones. He's looking for you. You, because He wants to do a perfect work in your life. What you have tried in your own strength didn't work. Try God today. Open your heart. This message is for everyone. It is simple. For those who have already started on the road, don't go backwards. Don't go back. There's a process. It's part of what God is working in your life and of the new things He is going to do that will soon come to light. Never back down. Stand firm. Stand firm, because He said He will be there with you all the time. Do not despair. It is also for you that want to make the decision but keep turning around. You just have to take the first step. You will not be alone. This is the moment, my beloved friend. And for those who are on the other side of the coin who say, I failed, I am like that boy who is now playing the role of Judas. My beloved friend, you only need to recognize, accept that you are a sinner and ask God for forgiveness. Show true repentance and let the Lord restore you. There is hope, and today is the moment, my beloved friend. Do not harden your heart anymore. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. Lord, we need to understand that sometimes it is not just about starting, but about knowing how we are going to finish. Forgive us if we have strayed, or if we have not made the right decisions, or if we have stopped in the middle of the road with a desire not to continue. I pray for everyone who is receiving this devotional. You know their thoughts and their hearts. You know, Lord, the decisions that the one who is in the car is going to make, or is in a clinic, or is sitting there in the room, or is in a moment of loneliness, or in a moment of concern, where they want to throw in the towel. I ask you to fill them with your Holy Spirit, to show him your love, to make him understand and make out of this day a day of salvation, of new opportunities. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you. Amen and amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. God always arrives just in time. If you want more devotionals, I invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the bell. And yes, it has social networks. I invite you to follow me. In each of them, you find me as Pastor Elias HC. A big hug. Blessings.